Okay, now that I've primed the pump and we are on Saturday AM Live, Rita, would you mind sharing that story the way you did I paraphrase it okay?
I was so happy when the package was handed to me. I ripped it right open and unpacked it and put the pearls on, and I could feel immediately, probably because it's two or three different technologies, I don't know, or stronger magnets, whatever it is, but instantly I could feel, and I hold tension in my neck, and I've got an issue on one side of my neck with, I think it's a nerve, I forget. But anyway, everything started to feel better right away. And
Okay.
you could really notice a difference. I mean, the muscles started to relax. I didn't really care what it was that was doing it. It just felt so much better.
Now, Rita, I'm going to put you on the spot because you and I have a mutual friend who is, I don't want to call him a mentor because often that time, when you use that word and that terminology, it minimizes the masterfulness of this man. Okay, his name is Dave, and he lives in Amish country, and you know who I'm talking about, and he was very instrumental in connecting you to your creator, both you and your mom. Okay, so you know who I'm talking about, right? We're not going to
Oh, yeah.
mention his last name. Okay, yep. Okay, so now we know who we're talking about. He shared with something, a concept with me years ago, and I want to be careful how I say this because I could lose people in the translation, but it's in the Old Testament in Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. And if I can paraphrase it this way, this is what it says to me. At sunrise, God, you hear me. At sunrise, I plead my case to you, and I pause, and I pray, and I play expectantly. And I want to focus in on that word expectantly if I can. And I didn't plan on sharing this, Rita, but you spurred me on to go down a different direction here. When we receive a Nikan product that we knowingly and willingly ordered, we exchanged money for it, and when we receive it, should we have then an expectancy like what you did with the pearls? And why? Why did you think the pearls, or why did you expect the pearls to do that? Because this is a loaded question. We can have the same response with anything we order from Nikan because they're all self-improvement products. So can you answer that? Why were you
Why
thinking
is
the pearls?
real simple. I love the old pearls. They were absolutely phenomenal. And my mother loved them as well. So I knew they
Okay.
would be great. And these have added technology, at least one other technology, if not two, in it. So I knew they'd be good, period.
Do you know how those technologies work?
I don't really care if they work. Look at all the Nikon products.
I'm going to quote you on.
Tourmaline and far infrared and things that weren't, oh, you're recording. Sun energy, earth energy, et cetera, et cetera.
You can mention
But
tourmaline and magnets, that's fine. Well, the reason I want to quote you on that because you give me these amazing quotes. All people in Nikan, Tukey and Lyle and Doug and Sandy, and I could go on and on and on and on. If I'm forgetting your name, I apologize. But Larry, anybody who uses Nikan and utilizes it, I want to share some of these with Dave Balzer next Saturday night. Because I have the opportunity to have dinner with him. This has been a long time coming. We've been planning this, and the last few years, every time I'm in LA, it just never seemed to work out. But this time it's going to happen. And so, Rita, when you say things like this, I'm playing with the ball right now. What is this thing called? The precision. You don't have yours yet, and I know that, so I shouldn't ask you. But if we can, I'm begging you, anybody who's within the earshot of my voice. Then, Rita, maybe you can share a snapshot that you had fully intended on sharing with me last night. And I apologize again if you read your email. I wrote a very lengthy Hail Mary and remorseful apology email, because I did not have access to a phone, could not get to a phone like we had originally planned last night to talk about the leadership summit. Was it worth your time yesterday? Let me just ask you that.
Nikan, it's always good to listen to anything that Nikan has going on. But another comment I wanted to make was, I don't know how electricity works, but I know when I push the button, it should work, and it does work. And that's the same thing with the Nikan magnets. Anything Nikan does is great.
If you want
to
go there,
to be improving.
Yeah, no, we since we introduced a new grounding product, let's talk about that for a second here. Several people, you're not on WhatsApp, and I'm barely on it, but several people on the WhatsApp social media site have been sharing the best electrical grounding testers to go and get at Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. And we saw this happen years ago when Nikan introduced the Kinko Ground. Well, how does grounding work? Rita, how does grounding work? Do you care? Do you know?
No, I love being outside, barefooted and everything else, but I don't care how it works. It works.
And do you do that in New Hampshire in December?
Obviously not. You probably couldn't get out the door with the snow. But the American Indians used to walk in either moccasins or barefooted. I mean, a lot of people did. And they were in contact with the earth.
I had the same conversation with a customer, a dear friend of ours, the other night, and I said, Diana, I looked right at her, I said, do you know anything about grounding? And she rolled her eyes. And I said, I had that same response, that same reaction a few years ago when Nikan started talking about grounding. But I'm holding in my hand this little Ames electrical receptacle tester. I plugged it in this morning just for kicks. Kicks and giggles, that's what my dad always says, and I don't know what that means. But it has six different things that written right on the tester, and it has a button. I don't know what the button does, but I plugged it in, and this is an outlet that's powered, so it's powered to a switch for the lamps in our living room. And I flipped it on, and I plugged this thing in, and it says correct. So it's wired correctly. It's grounded correctly. Everything is correct. That's what it says, right? That's what these little indicators. So then I flipped the switch off, and all of a sudden it wasn't correct. Well, because it's connected to that switch, just like what you just said, Rita. You don't know how electricity works, but you flip the switch on, and it works. Okay, that's all we care about, right? Rita,
right.
One other question. Do you know how a gas combustion engine works, the one that's in your car?
Well, I know I have to put fuel in it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. That's all I know, and that's all I care about. But also, from what I understand, listening to people about the new precision, if you're touching your skin with the pointed thing, not the round ball, it'll light blue. So you would know, you would know that it's functional and grounded because the blue light comes on.
These
people don't get a
ball.
Chance to get out and get those gadgets from Home Depot.
Yeah, in case you, you don't really need the gadget, but I've got my feet right now on the Kinko Ground. I sleep with my feet on the Kinko Ground. My wife was so kind to me and got me an early Christmas gift, some new PJ bottoms, and she says, husband, what you need, this is wisdom after 27 years of being married to me, she knows. I definitely married up, right? But she says, what you need, husband, is you need pajamas that have tight ankles so you can pull them up. So when you sleep with what did she call it the other day? When you sleep with that pad at the bottom, I tried to stretch it over her side of the bed, but she kicks it back to my side of the bed. She's like, I don't like that at my feet. I don't want anything touching my feet. I don't want you touching my feet. I don't want your feet touching my feet. She's very particular about this. I don't know what it is. But simply pulling up the PJ bottoms so my calves and my feet and my ankles.
Oh, joggers.
Yeah, joggers. That's what these are called. I don't know.
Yep.
But they're brand new. I wore them last night for the first time. So all night long. And what you said without saying it, Rita, is bare skin is best. bare skin is best.
Mm-hmm.
The product, as we remember from years ago with the Kinko Ground, people say, oh, yeah, no, I sleep with it. I put it up on my shoulders, and it works great. And I asked that person who shared that story, do you sleep in the buff? Are your shoulders exposed? She said, oh, no, no, I sleep with a T-shirt on. And I said, really? And you still get those results? She said, well, yeah. And I said, well, tell me more. And then she went on to say, when my husband borrowed it one night, I quickly told him the next morning, you can buy your own. I want mine back. And that's the way she said it. So it can have an impact. Like you said, the Native Americans, we now call them the indigenous people. I don't want to get into the whole political correct thing, but I've talked to many, many of them. We have a dear friend who's Native American. She's indigenous from this Oregon area. And we talk about moccasins. She says, oh, yeah, Vance. When you know, and I was like, it made sense. It's a thin layer of leather. So it can have that effect, but bare skin is best. And I know that Jeannie Zeden might be listening, and I know she's embarrassed when I say, well, maybe she's not embarrassed, but her husband, Ricky, said to me, I've asked my wife to sleep in the buff. That way she can get the most of impact of all the Nikan products, the comforter, the nature rest fit. And of course he's giggling and she's giggling. It was just really funny. So if you're offended by that, I'm sorry. I'm really not. Okay. I want to make sure everybody understands you don't, as Rita just said, that's really wise counsel. You don't have to have this tester to know that it's working. The stylus, the pen that comes with the precision, you get two products for the price of one. Rita, you know what the first question might. Having 80-year young parents is so comical. And Rita, you remember this because I know your mom was well past that when she departed. But do you know what the number one question my dad was when I handed them their precision? You want to take a stab in the dark?
How do you turn it on?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
What I would have.
He looked at me and I said, Dad, now you've got two options here. You can plug this cord into your USB port, into your computer, your tablet. He says, well, that ain't going to work. I said, well, why not? He said, because my tablet's not plugged in. It's not grounded. I went, well, duh. I'm thinking, boy, this guy's smart. And then I said, okay, that's when you use this cord. And I showed him the other cord, and I said, you can plug this into any grounding port. His response was, okay, now that you told me how to plug it in, because he did ask that question, Rita, how do you plug it in? How do you make it work? How do you make it go? He said, but that's a short cord. I said, Dad, get an extension cord. And if the extension cord has three prongs and it's grounded and it's working, and if you need to know how it's working, then you go get one of these little testers. And if you don't care, then just what happens is you plug it in, plug it in, plug it in. That's the Glade commercial. You know, because why? Because as Rita just said, there's current going through it, and that little blue light will show up. But on the ball, there's no blue light. You just have to take it at face value that, okay, I put gas in the car, turn the key on. Okay, all four or all eight pistons are firing. We're good to go.
Well, like you said, you're probably going to feel a difference, so you'll know it's working.
Well, as I said before, and I don't think it got on the recording, whenever I go to get this product to use it, anything that's not at 100% in my body, like right now, if I turn a certain way, my right issue from jumping off of a waterfall 30 plus years ago, I don't encourage people to do that. I was in my early 20s and I was quite foolish and quite dumb, young and dumb, right? But when I grab this ball, whatever it's called, the sphere, sorry, in the precision, when I go to grab it, like right now, to put it on that area, it all of a sudden gets better. And I don't know why. Maybe it's going through my hand. I don't know and I don't care. Anyone else want to add to what Rita's sharing or what I'm pontificating on about this? And then we're going to switch gears.
It's all energy.
Okay. So, Nancy, it's all energy. Thank you for that wisdom, because you're part of that 80, 80-year young club. So it's all energy. You don't have the precision yet, correct?
Not yet, no, but I have a very interested person in one.
Okay, so you've already jumped to the third phase of the Nikan motto, the share it. You have someone who's very interested in it. Is that your husband, or is that you, or your daughter, or a customer, or who?
It's my cousin in Hawaii. Does that name sound familiar?
That name sounds, and one of these days I'm going to meet this person either over the phone, and so
I was just thinking the same thing. Yep.
Because you keep telling me over the years that I sound like him or he sounds like me, one of the two, tomato, tomato.
Well, since he's older than you, I guess you sound like him, and I've known him a lot longer than you.
There we go. So why is your cousin in Hawaii interested in this product, and yet you don't even have it yet yourself?
Well, he finally he called me last week and missed me. We were out for like a half hour, and that's when he called me last night, and we were talking. It's a long story, but his sister has moved to Hawaii to be near him because of him, because she is in agony. And he was saying something about, you know, she was supposed to get a second shot today, and they couldn't do it because there was a sore there. And I don't even know how it came. He said, you know, what do you do for somebody with such bad low back pain? And he knows what I do, somewhat anyway. And I had sent her several years ago a few things that she had ordered and that I gifted her with initially. And I said to him, I finally said to him, did she take anything with her when she moved to Hawaii a couple of months ago? He said, it was almost like it was told you're leaving tomorrow and you got to get out of it. Because he insisted that her son take her to Hawaii. She was alone in New Jersey. And I said, you know, my go-to has always been, since they came out, the grounding pad and the touch. I asked him if he knew what grounding was, and he kind of did, which didn't surprise me. But I said, they've now put those two products into one. I don't know what they did. I haven't gotten mine yet. I plan on ordering it next month. I said, I keep hearing wonderful things about it already. It's been out for a couple weeks only. And he said, you know, and I also mentioned to him about when Marty fell. He said, well, I want to know more. I said, I will send you my website. You can look on there. That's probably the easiest way. And then we'll talk.
You've provided a lot of wisdom in the way you just said it, because it's I think the words that you didn't say that came to my mind were soft launch.
For what?
A lot of people, soft launch. Soft launch. It's a soft launch. In other words,
there was static when you said that. I couldn't hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie, and you'll get my parallel here in about 30 seconds. Did you ever see the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes.
Okay. Funny movie, right? All about the
funny.
Greeks. So funny. Windex. Yes. You'll never think of Windex again the same after seeing the dad, the grandpa. You know, you can cure everything with Windex. You know, just spray Windex on it, right? That's what he, right? But that
You're
movie
lonely.
Was what they... Yeah, that movie was called A Sleeper, and it stayed in the theaters for, in our area anyways, on the West Coast, it stayed in the theaters for over a year, and people just kept going and seeing it, so they kept it in the theaters. Now, contrast and compare, or compare another movie. Everybody might have heard of Mariah Carey, especially this time of year, All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's one of the most popular Christmas songs. Mariah Carey is only second to Elvis as far as highest sales and albums. Elvis is number one of all time, not Michael Jackson. Elvis is number one. Mariah Carey is number two. Okay, that's the facts. In 2001, they spent $20 million making a movie called Glitter. It only raised $5 million in the box office. So that means $15 million in the hole. That was a really bad launch of a movie, okay? Really bad. My point is this. When Nikan introduces a product and we see dozens upon dozens or maybe hundreds of people run out and buy it, they start using it, And then we have this kind of this groundswell happening, and people like what you just said, Nancy, well, I don't have mine yet. However, I'm planning on ordering it. And I can tell you, since we started the call just a few minutes ago, I have been playing with the precision. And I've been rubbing it on areas of my body, and it's like, okay, I don't know if it can work that quick. I also have on my persona, I have my bare feet, bare skin is best when it comes to grounding, on the Kinko ground. And I own two Kinko grounds, one I sleep with, and one I use when I have my, you know, when I'm playing, when I'm reading, when I'm sitting. I always kick my shoes and socks off and put my bare feet. Can you ground? Nancy, can you ground too much?
I can't imagine how.
Right. And as it was said by not Stan Bogus, but oh, shoot, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. One of the other doctors in your area, he said it this way. If you're concerned about getting too much of what Niken has and all of these earth technologies, you know, if you're concerned about, oh, I have an artificial implant. Rita and I were talking about this the other day because she's had hip surgery. I had an artificial implant. What about a pacemaker? What about a diabetic, you know, implant that, you know, secretes or it releases whatever it does? I don't know how those things work. I see them. Insulin. There we go. Thank you. If you're concerned about those are valid concerns. But if you have an implanted like a hip, there's a lot of people in Niken that have, you know, bionic parts. Rita is one.
Rita and I do.
We're all united, right? My dad has disc fuse in his lower back, but that's from 1973, I think. Different thing. If we have Big D, Darren Silva has had an artificial hip. Those are different than a device.
Right.
Those are not subject to change, only in my, and I'm not making a medical claim, only improving when you expose them to earth technologies. Grounding, earthing, magnetics, horizontal energy. Again, the Japanese call it the vitamins of the air. Look it up. Type in vitamins of the air, Japan. You'll see what we're not supposed to talk about, these other technologies. the sun energy, the light energy. My guess regarding your cousin, and you said his sister, so this would be your...
Both of them are my cousins, yes.
Yeah, both of them are your cousins. So your cousin moving to Hawaii, the reason why people go south for the winter to escape all that white stuff that you don't like shoveling and moving, so you don't, right?
We don't do it.
The sun has great energy in it. We just feel better. And if you live in the Pacific Northwest, there's a reason why we have a higher suicide rate. And I'm sorry, folks, it is what it is. Than other parts of the country, like down in the south, where it's sunnier, more. You know?
We're right with you.
Yeah, so we get to use these technologies, and Niken fortunately has enabled us to bring them into our... Most of us, hearing the sound of my voice, we all know this. We're like, well, duh, come on, Vance, tell us something we don't know. We all know it. But that's the beauty. And Nancy, I don't want to put you on a pedestal, but I just want to say thank you, because you set an example for the rest of us, saying, hey, when you have these conversations like I did with my friend Diane, who rolled her eyes... But I will take the time to call Diane. Actually, I can't call her because her number's in my phone. Oh, no, she's one of my customers. I can look up her phone number. Or it's also in the little Corbett phone book, too. But say, hey, Diane, if I sent you a couple short videos, and I told her to do this. I said, Diane, if you don't understand grounding the way I understand it, go on YouTube and just type in grounding or earthing and watch a few short videos. And I emphasize the word short. And if she gets into watching one of the full-length documentaries, well, then more power to her. Because she said, Vance, I know Niken's magnetic products work. I tell my husband all the time, who comes to me complaining about his back, did you use your flex? Did you use your back magnet? No. And he grumbles and complains. And she goes, well, why are you grumbling and complaining to me? We know what you need to do. And I said, Diane, way to go. But her husband, Chris, is an amazing engineer type.
Uh-huh.
And he has to know how it works. Now, granted, he was in a horrific car accident a few months ago. He's got more pins in his spine. Yeah, no, it's a really bad day anywhere. Any day is a bad day for Chris. Excuse me. So, folks, I just want to encourage you, because I said this in my email last week, I think it was, this precision could be the best Christmas gift or best way to start the new year. Whenever you choose to invest in it, it's self-care. And when I looked at the price, that was the other question my dad asked me. How much should this set me back? He asked me that. And I said,
or forward.
Exactly. He said, what do these things run for? And when I told him the price, I said, Dad, but it's two products in one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use it, he said, okay, enough of that. And he quickly, because when you, for a guy like Denny Rogers, he said it best years ago. When you invest in tools in the trades, he said, you could frame a house, you could build a house, the lumber part aspect of building it. You can do it with two saws. You can use a handsaw, or you can use a electrical circular saw, or today it would be battery powered because there's no cord involved, right? Both will get the job done. One will take a lot longer and is way less accurate. And he's referring to the handsaw. Now, the Amish, I'm sure, would disagree with my dad's statement, because when an Amish does a barn raising, they have about, what, 100 Amish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
yep.
not, they call it a barn raising. And you see all these people, many hands make light work. But two mm-hmm. framers, two experienced trades, they don't even have to be union framers, woodworkers, with a couple powered saws, they can frame a house, an ordinary house, in about a week. I've seen it done. They just boom, 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 boom. They order the trusses, but all the framing, but there is cutting involved. Not everything comes pre-cut, but they have a couple saws. They're electric or they're battery powered. They're not using hand saws. And again, I'm not dissing the Amish. I'm just the comparison. So when you have a product like a Precision or anything else that Nikon introduces, I think everybody's, at least I'm getting the parallel in my own brain as I'm talking this out. We get to make the investment. And whether we do it now when the product is introduced or we do it later and then we start sharing it with people like you're talking about, Nancy, it's amazing what happens, you know, down the road. Okay, there's a long pause there on purpose because I wanted to...
Thanks for your information on that. I appreciate that for when I talk to my
okay.
dad.
And again, folks, if you come across those technical people, the one, and I didn't even buy this, my mom, bless her heart. The great thing about Char Rogers for as a sponsor or as a mom, she doesn't do anything halfway. And when she purchases something, she immediately starts thinking of all the people in her life that could benefit from the same item. She's been doing it for decades. If she comes across a good book, she orders it. Then on the second thought, she goes, oh, I know about a dozen people who need that book. So she calls the company and she orders and says, hey, can you give me a discount if I order them by the case? Well, how many do you want? Just tell me if I can get a discount, if I can get it for you. And she does this all the time. Not so much anymore because, well, we kind of took away her credit card. And I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying she's out of control on certain things. But she's the one. She bought two of these Ames electrical testers, one for me, her favorite middle son. She only has one middle son, and I'm her favorite middle son. And if you're not laughing, then sorry. Nancy, aren't you a middle too?
Yep.
Yep, yep. See, that's why we get along. Bill Gates is a middle.
Hmm.
He's sandwiched in between two sisters.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is too
that's
bad.
That's hard.
Him, right? I thought that was a tough one. Anyhow, And I could tell you a few other middles that I've researched and read about, but I won't because then people will think I'm getting political and I'm not. Okay. But if you don't have one of these testers and you come across those high tech people, but the problem is high tech, again, I'm going to go back to that guy, Dave, who taught Rita and I so much and still continues to teach me. High tech equals low tech. High tech equals low check. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. We can get caught up in explaining how atoms work and how the magnetic, sphere of the Earth works. Most people, they don't care. The analytical, the engineer types, they're fascinated by it. But I talked to Bob Putnam the other day. He's a platinum in our organization, and he called me because he wanted to know if he could order the Neekin Fit for a friend, and how he could get it for his friend at Bob and Jan's cost. And I said, why would you do that? You're not going to make any profit. And he goes, ah, I don't care about the profit. I went, okay. And I almost said to him, hey, Bob, why don't you let me get the sale? And I do care about the profit. But I didn't. I'm not that mean. But if you're not concerned about the profit and sharing it with other people, then you could get techie all day long, and you may not even get the sale because you'll still be talking about how the product works and what grounding does and what it doesn't do. But I will have Bill Cottle there in the next few weeks. I didn't reach out to him because I didn't have his phone number, but I shared that quote last week about grounding, what it did for him. And he's one of these professor types that gets into the technical aspects of it. But is there anybody else that wants to chime in here? I know this has been Rita, Nancy, a little bit, and then a lot of Vance. But anybody else who's used the precision or the Kinko ground that wants to weigh in here?
Hi, Vance. Good morning. This is Elaine.
Thank you for figuring out how to push star six on your phone. I appreciate it, Elaine. I know
Know.
it's hard
Doesn't
for
matter
some
to
of
me.
us, but it is. So go ahead, Elaine.
I just have a couple of minutes before I leave. My husband was an engineer, and our fam my dad was an inventor, and our family is sorry. Turn that timer off. A little bit like Bill Cottle, and want to know how things happen. And it's I don't want to know everything, but I want to get a feel for it. And so I realize that there are, there's real substances out there that are in the air that make up grass, that are sitting on the grass. And so I tell people, I try and do a combination. I tell people, have you ever been with children as a teacher or a parent or a guardian or something? You're in the car right before a rainstorm, and they are wiggly, they are squiggly, they just don't pay attention to you. You're putting your hand on their chin and going, look at me, And I said, it's because the impending storm has pressed down a whole bunch of elements that are surrounding them that are now in their body that the body shouldn't have. And so they don't work well. And I said, the antidote to that is, right there on the ground. When there's something in us that is agitating, the antidote is right out there on the grass. But if it's December, like Rita said, and I'm in Utah and she's in New Hampshire, we maybe don't want to go dig out the snow to stand on the grass. And so Neekin has provided a way that we can have the antidote right in our house. So that's kind
You
of what
know,
I say.
Elaine, you bring up such a valid point because I can tell you in 24 hours time difference, that one of the last photos, I take a lot of selfies just for fun, but one of the last photos I took 2 days ago, Thursday, I was outside in the rain. I wasn't grounded at all. I was 20 feet up on the top of a ladder, okay? But the in between the rain coming down, the which there's benefits in being outside in the rain. Ask anybody who has lived in the Caribbean or has ever vacationed in a warmer place, that tropical rain. When you're running around outside in it and you're grounded, like on a beach, because it's warm, it's like 85 degrees and it's raining, you're like, man, I can't do this at home in Utah, New Hampshire, definitely not in Oregon, okay? Because when it's raining, it's usually 35, 40 degrees, right? So here's my point. I got blessed to live 9 months in Jamaica. And just like growing up in Hawaii, when it rained, when we were visiting Hawaii, my brothers and I would run around in the rain on the beach. We didn't care. We're like, man, this is awesome. We can't do this at home. I did the same thing in Jamaica all the time. Jamaicans hate the rain. And most Jamaicans can't swim. So they hate water. They live on an island. I mean, go figure. But I loved, past tense, I don't love it as much anymore. I love to snorkel. And I got so much energy. I'm not an athlete. I am in great shape. But every weekend, Saturday or Sunday morning, I'd walk down the hill from the school where I worked, where I lived for 9 months, walk down the hill with my fins in hand. And I would swim 45 minutes straight across the bay. Now, this was not Montego Bay. It's the bay next to Montego Bay. It's the one where you only the fishermen with shallow holes can come in. It's only about 6-8 feet deep in the deepest spot. And I would watch for the boats as they were coming in. But that at the end of that 45-minute swim, then I could find the best places to snorkel that nobody else knew about. I mean, the aquatic life was unbelievable. There's now resorts that are all built in Vance's swimming hole. My point is this. When we swim in a lake, in a stream, in an ocean where it's warmer and you can relax, you're getting all the stuff, Elaine, that you just talked about. We get that naturally. You can get some of the same benefits in a concrete pool because it's grounded. It's, you know, it's there, it's all connected, but it's way better in the ocean. Again, the key is it should be warm. In the summertime here in Oregon, we do it all the time. And a few minutes standing in the sand in the river can do more for my feet than any other Nikan product ever introduced. So much faster because it's the real McCoy. It's the real deal. That's just my experience. But if those of you who've ever swam in the ocean, swam where it's warm, you kind of know what I'm talking about. It's like it's very refreshing. And Ruth and Robert Lowe talk about this. You know, they ground, they live in San Diego, so it's always sunny there, like 362, 363 days of the year. It's always sunny in Southern California. So it's great stuff. So anyways, I know there's lots more we can talk about. You're going to hear more testimonies, but this definitely is one of those products, one of those solutions that Nikan's introduced that we're going to hear lots more about. And I hope that all of us can take advantage of it. Again, I have been playing with the ball, the roller. I've been rolling it all over my body. And I don't want to make any medical claims about what's going on because what I put my body through on any given day is way more than I should as a 54-year-old. But I love the response of what these products do.
Hey, Vance.
Yes.
Just one more, and I have the wand by my computer, and the sphere is by my, where I read, and so I'm using those all the time, and that's very exciting. You mentioned earlier about the Nikan Summit, and I want anybody who wasn't on yesterday, who is a silver and above, to please get on. It's fabulous. It is really, really interesting to hear all the behind-scenes things that we don't know about, don't think about, and, you know, really good coalition and that community of people. Anyway, it's really good. That's today starting at 10 o'clock.
Elaine, I know I know you're in transport now, but could you, if you had one
Yeah.
Polaroid snapshot from your 4-hour experience yesterday at the Leadership Summit, which it commences in a little over an hour, so I'm just going to give you a quick clue. How do you register? All the information's on NECAN. And I'd say you could call or text or email me, but that's a waste of your time. but I can tell you how to do it if you're a silver and above and you didn't get the memo on it. It's right there. Go up by your name where the little triangle is that points downward. Click on tools. And when you click on tools, it's the first thing that pops up. It's right there. But Elaine, while I'm getting more clarification to help people get connected to that, can you share a snapshot from yesterday?
The craziest thing for me is hearing about the freighting that Frank was telling.
The freighting?
About,
you mean the shipping?
Yes, the shipping, the trucking, the fact that that worldwide, for instance, even in the Yangtze China River, it is down so much that ships can only bring in a quarter of the goods that they normally do. That means that same ship would now have to go in and out of the river 4 times to deliver the goods they usually did. Do you think that that's going to impact prices? Yes. Do you think that's going to impact timing? Yes. Do you think that's going to impact what can go into warehouses? Yes. And those are all things that I don't normally think of. And again, I don't need to know all the details, but it is interesting for me just to realize there's an impact going on even worldwide that, you know, so, I mean, like, I live in Utah. We usually get our stuff from California Warehouse and NECAN. We get it in 2 days. I mean, I ordered my Precision, and like really 2 or 3 days later, it was here. I was so happy. But that might not happen everywhere. And, you know, I mean, it's just really, it gives you more ammunition to be able to tell someone who's in Canada or someone who's in Maine or something, and, well, I don't know when mine's coming or mine hasn't come. You know, just to be more reasonable about it and go, yeah, you know, I mean, like, it's not an excuse. You know, like, we're not a bad company because it's not coming, or any company is not a bad company because something isn't coming when you want it. There is stuff going on in the world because
okay.
of climate and because of COVID.
Yeah, well, Elaine, and before we use that magic word climate, because that ruffles people's feathers, kind of like, you know, rubbing the cat the wrong way, right? But what you mentioned, Canada and their shipping issues, and I want to just talk about this a little bit because that was your greatest takeaway from this. I'm looking, by the way, at the NECAN website, and I'm going to let you on a little hint. If you want to catch day two, anybody who's within the sound of my voice, you got 1 hour and 6 minutes, okay? If you go on the NECAN website, this is called what we call the back office, and right underneath your name in the upper right-hand corner as a consultant, that word, the far right, it says tools. And when you click on that, you click on tools, and up pops this thing, and it says you are invited to the 2023 Leadership Summit via Zoom. Dear NECAN leader, NECAN consultants ranked silver and above. Well, how are they going to know if you're not silver and above? I don't know. What's the phrase? Always better to beg for forgiveness than get permission. So all you got to do is click on this thing to register. And I know some of you think I'm trying to talk to you like an elementary school child. No, I'm talking to myself because this is the way I think. You click on this registration link. You type in your name, first name, last name. And then you have to type in your email. Oh, wait, you got to type in your email again just for confirmation. And then within nanoseconds, that's pretty fast, right? They send you the thing so you can click on it. I already did it, and I'm excited about today. Let's talk about freight, though. We, Vance and Stacy Rogers, Denny and Char Rogers, we ordered the Precision as soon as we possibly could. Lo and behold, the day it was scheduled to arrive, we got freezing rain. Not a ton, but enough. So UPS, what can Brown do for you? That's their motto. They cannot get up our driveway. It's paved. It's an eighth of a mile long. And when it's covered with freezing rain, I don't care how good of a skilled Mario Andretti, AJ Foyt driver you are. I don't care how many Indy car races you've won. You are not coming up our driveway. Studs, chains, it ain't happening. And if you don't believe me, there's a video on YouTube. Man slides down driveway. Look it up. That was me attempting to show Addy. You just can't, okay? So what does Brown do for us? Our precision got delivered in the box, cardboard box, wrapped in a plastic bag, thrown underneath one of the trees at the bottom of our driveway. And I found it the next day when I was skating down the driveway, and I went, oh, there's our precision.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible. That's what Brown does for you. That's what Brown does for us. Mark, he's a personal friend of ours, our UPS driver. That's where he delivers them. Why? Because nobody can see the packages from the road.
There you go.
They're not going to get stolen. They're hidden underneath the spruce tree, the bottom spruce tree at the bottom of the driveway. The first one, as you're coming up, it's on the right. And when you're coming down, sliding or driving, either way, you always see them. You can't miss them. But nobody from the road can see them. What did he do a few years ago when we were expecting some products I ordered? By the way, I've got a whole email that I've started writing. I'm open to suggestions and submissions. You can't do it verbally. You got to do it in writing, either via text or email. Email would be better. How to make every day a Christmas. Every day of Christmas. How do you do it? Well, number one, you follow Rita's example. You order products you like. And every day when products are arriving, I wouldn't say ordering products every day from Nikan, but as Elaine, you pointed out, you get your products in 2 days. It takes us typically 3 days, but sometimes they use FedEx. We still get them in 3 days. Priority mail, 3 days. Not a big deal. But I know what can Brown do for you, what can Brown do for me, Mark. When it's freezing rain, when it's snow, a couple years ago, we had unbelievable snow drifts. I was expecting a package. I looked. I checked the tracking. They said it was delivered. Where did they deliver it? Where did Mark deliver it then? Must have been a substitute driver. He delivered it to our barn right outside the door. And 3 days later, I thought, because it said that, delivered at barn, near door. And I went, what the heck? Well, guess what happens when snow and east wind combine? You get snow drifts. And buried in one of those snow drifts, I'm not exaggerating. It was like underneath 2 feet of snow. I thought, well, it's got to be here somewhere. It's like a treasure hunt. And, you know, X marks the spot. We just didn't have an X.
Treasure hunting Christmas. They're both fun.
It is. In, you know, treasure hunting for your Nikan order.
Mike.
But did you hear last week what the beautiful young lady from Winnipeg, you know, Canada said? And I know she's hearing me, the sound of my voice, or maybe she's already jumped off. But Shirley Boudreau, and I'm not saying her name with the French flair that I should, but she said now in Canada, they're using FedEx, I guess, I think. They're getting their packages faster. Do you know in Canada, if you're an Nikan customer consultant, they only get products shipped to them once a week, the way it used to be, but they figured out how to do it better. So it's getting better. Elaine.
It absolutely is.
Oh, there you go, Shirley. So did you guys grumble and complain to Franck all the time and say, hey, this sucks, it's not working?
I think Mike and a lot of people did talk about the fact that it was getting a little... I mean, it used to be reasonable, and then it was just getting worse and worse and worse. So I don't know. I didn't, but I know that there probably were people that said that this is not. And I'm going to guess that it has a lot to do with, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, the whole movement in Eastern Canada, in Quebec and Toronto and everything, and they're just saying, like, this isn't working. But like Franck explained yesterday, as Elaine said, like, they have been exploring this for years, trying to figure out a better way. But when the cost was going to be five times what we were paying, he said it was just not feasible. They wouldn't do it because they knew that we were not going to spend $100 for shipping. So, but they just worked it out, eventually came up with something, and yeah, it's phenomenal.
Well,
I second everything that Elaine said, like learning all that Franck had to explain yesterday, or that he did go into, to just the situation around the world and why we, you know, things are the way they are. And it was wonderful to know that, have that information, so that, like you say, it's there to use if you want to, if you need to. And the same with they will not just have, okay, they know, like he explained, they know that we're going to sell 100 of something in a month. So we need to have 100. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not good enough for us. We need to have 1,000.
Okay, so. I want to, you and I surely could talk about this, as I say, till the cows come home.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's it.
Can you imagine, I'm asking an honest question. This is not about Vance, but can you imagine, this is about Shirley, and I want you to answer this question. Can you imagine, I'm going to paint a picture for you. If you're sitting at a round table, okay, and this event that you experienced via Zoom yesterday, and again, this is my appeal for Silvers and above, there's still time. There's still time for you to alter your schedule. I'm not moving from where I'm sitting right now. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get some breakfast. I've got my Nikin water flowing. Got a little bit of a Rwandan coffee, a little bit, not a lot. I'll get some hydrogen water, but I'm not moving other than to go pee. But can Shirley answer that? Here's the question. Can you imagine sitting at a round table in person, learning what you learned yesterday, but at your table, and when it comes time for you to discuss it or to ask questions or to pontificate, to get better clarity of what you observed yesterday, but can you imagine being at a table, and I'm going to go around the table for you. To your right is Barb Satterwhite. Next to Barb is Bernadette McBurney. Next to Bernadette is Ben Woodward. Next to Ben is Brody Craney. Next to Brody is Michael DeMuccio. Next to Michael is Bo Tanis. And then you're sitting right in between Barb and Bo. What would that do for you?
Totally intimidate me.
Why? Why?
Just lack of confidence. That would be...
But
I'm being
honest. If you were given the opportunity, and I'm saying this, that's where I was 3 years ago. So if I could kick off my house shoes that have my M strides in them and say, hey, Shirley. No, I wasn't wearing my house shoes then, but when I came into the meeting and I sat down at a table and I looked at my table and I went, oh my goodness. Franck was at my table. Luis was at my table. Some other computer person that I didn't know their name and I still don't today was at my table. And I went, I'm at the wrong table. These are Nikin employees. I'm not an employee. So I literally got up and I moved to that open seat in between Bo. And I may have the names and the seating, the assigned seatings off in my brain. That's irrelevant. But Barb Satterwhite, because of a delay in a flight, she wasn't there yet. She texted me and she said, and I said, do you want me to save you a seat? And she said, absolutely, that'd be great. So I saved her a seat next to Bernadette, because Bernadette was the only female, only gal at our table. And I said, that would be good for Barb, so she doesn't feel, as you said, Shirley, intimidated. So this is, we've saved you a seat at the table for you Silvers and above. I don't know how else to make an appeal stronger. And again, It's been on the calendar for a long time. We didn't have the registration link. Again, we can complain about that, but it does no good whatsoever. So if you've got the time in your schedule, I would encourage you to do it, because what Elaine and Shirley just pontificated about, just the shipping alone, once you understand what Nikan has been doing, and if I could just elaborate and just build on that snapshot, because we're going to talk about again this next week, because people will have more snapshots of like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. When you have an idea what they're going through, and anybody who's ever worked or knows anybody in the trades, everything has been altered in the last 3 years. Everything that we knew and we took for granted, everything's been altered. The price has been altered. The way we get things on time, or what we thought was on time, has been altered. Everything's been altered. But the beauty is, eventually we'll get the Nikan products we ordered. We've discovered it. We get to live it. And now we get to share it. And eventually it happens. So as they say in other parts of the world, that sounds, what you're complaining about, what you're talking about, is a first world problem. Because we don't have that problem here. We just don't get products. It just never arrives. And I know that's sad. But again, it's the reality of it. And I'm going to finish with this thought. Listening to Christmas music 2 weeks ago, two days ago, while I'm playing a marain in my other occupation besides Nikan, the song that was recorded back in the 80s, and I think the title of the song is Do They Know It's Christmas At All? It so moved me, because I kept thinking about all these people around the globe. It doesn't get snowy. It doesn't get Christmassy. Do they even know that it's Christmas? No, because it's not something they even celebrate, and there's no chance this side of heaven that they're even going to get a gift. You know, and it really, I told myself, you know, that, and I told my nephew, I said, that's really not a fun, happy Christmas song. It's really depressing. But as a result of that song, if you'll do your history, your fact check really quick, $54 million was raised here in North America and in the western part of the world for the country of Ethiopia, because they were experiencing a famine. $54 million. And that helped turn the tide. That one song, Do They Know It's Christmas At All? So anyways, that's my closing thought. I look forward to seeing those of you who are going to, in 51 minutes, be on the Leadership Summit. Again, it's not too late to join. Keep using the precision. I'd say you could text me, but I don't have a working phone. I'm using Addie's phone right now. Please, I would give out that phone number. I don't even know it. So you can't text me, but you could email me, V.S. Rogers. That's short for Vance Stacy Rogers, V as in Vance, S as in Stacy Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, not like the quarterback football player for the Packers, V.S. Rogers, 995@gmail.com. And if you know somebody that you'd like to get those emails, you could always forward them on that I send every Friday. Or if you want to add, there's a lot of you that have written saying, oh, Vance, thank you so much. I read these every week. It's been helpful. I'm not trying to build a database. I'm just trying to connect people with the information that I think could be helpful. So anyways, that's all I got, folks.
Vance, can I add one more tidbit from yesterday?
Absolutely, Shirley.
This wonderful precision that we are using, that little sphere as it's known, is Luis Kasuga's idea. He is the one that instigated that's been playing with that idea, and he basically went to many people and said, do this, and they came back and said, we can't, and he just said, do it. So it was a 3-year, I think, thing he said in the making, but it was his, and this is what he wanted, and he just worked with companies and made it happen. There was another company that he sent this to and said, duplicate this, and they came back a year later and said, we can't. So we've got a very unique, very unique.
Yeah. And see, Shirley, I wasn't on the call yesterday, but why is that tidbit of information, I mean, you just used the word unique, but why does that mean so much? Because 3 years in the making, we can go to people, like Elaine was saying, or like what Nancy has already talked to her cousin, and said, this thing is 3 years in the making. And rejection after, I mean, it takes us back to, you know, world history, the invention of the light bulb. How many times did Edison attempt until he found all the ways that don't work?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of we're constantly faced with things in life. This is a healthy mindset that Nikan's allowed me to learn. If you look at something and you say, I don't want to do that, I don't know how to do that, I can't do that, if you keep saying that, it ain't going to happen. And I'm not going to talk about it because I'll probably get emotional and my cheeks will be covered. But being able to constantly do things, even like what I was doing yesterday, in the rain, the wind is driving the rain sideways. I'm soaking wet. Well, not totally. I do have a pair of Nikan thermals and I have some very expensive rain gear. But when my nephew looked at me and he said, Uncle Vance, I think we can do this. And I said, you know, I think we can. And it was a huge project that we were able to finish. And I got home later than I wanted to. I got wetter than I wanted to. I got colder than I wanted to. It took me 40 minutes with the heat on high coming home to get my feet warm. That's not something I enjoy doing, but it's done. And I have 12,310 reasons to be happy about it being done. That's 12,310. That's the total price tag of this project. And it's done. Now, we may need to go back because even with our headlamps, we were not able to see where we might have missed something. And we're okay with that. That's called warranty. And both my nephew and I, we looked at each other and I said, hey, look, if we have to come back when it's dry so we can see what we might have messed up. But that's what we do. Nikan goes above and beyond anything that the vice president at Columbia Sheet Metal will do to provide a product. Nikan goes above and beyond. And surely that's one of the reasons I kept thinking about this yesterday. The reason why I enjoy playing in two different family businesses is because I get to bring that spirit of excellence just as Nikan does. If it took them 3 years to develop a product, and I know Bill Cottle was one of the secret beta testers since last January, and I want Bill, my goal is to get him to share what his experience was like, because he couldn't talk about it. He had to sign the confidentiality thing. But it's huge. And now that you just told me that, now I want to learn more. So I'm going to jump on and learn more in 45 minutes. So thank you, everybody. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Have a great weekend. I look forward next Saturday. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Watch my email because I will be in sunny Southern California. And I don't know. Oh, no, we're staying at a Hampton, so they should have good stairwells. If Embassy Suites doesn't have good stairwells, even if they don't have good stairwells, that means I can't find a quiet place. Oh, man, I get in the rental car. Just watch your email on Friday. I always send that out. Thursday night or Friday morning is when I'll send it out because we'll have the computer with us. I'm thinking in advance, but if not, 2 weeks. What's the calendar say? I can't get the calendar to come up. I'm sorry. Anyways, we'll get Bill here soon. Bill Cottle to share his experience, because it's going to be life altering. I know it will be. So thank you so very much. Thank you, Justine, and
thank you
to Rita. Rita, to Elaine, Shirley, and Nancy. Thank you, ladies, for being bold and stepping up and being willing to contribute. I really, really appreciate that.